The next item is the Vineyard Site Work Authorization on Route 9.
I provided each of you a letter from Mr. Jeff Clark of Land Tech LLC. He's the engineering firm that's doing the work for this application. They are requesting permission from the commission to be permitted to do site grading work on this site, subject to the Sussex Conservation District approval, while they are awaiting all other agency approvals. As I stated, I provided each of you a copy with Jeff's letter. I don't have anything else to add. I don't know if you want to hear from Mr. Clark.
All right, sir. Yeah, I think in this instance, gentlemen, we want to hear from the applicant. And if you would kindly introduce yourself, we may have the floor.
Thank you, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jeff Clark with the firm of Land Tech Land Planning. And we are representing the developer of the villages of the vineyards of Nassau Valley. You gentlemen remember this plan you approved as a master plan in May of 07. We then returned in November of last year. You approved phase one, which is in the center of the plan adjacent to the main entrance, as a final subject to receipt of all agency approvals. And since receiving that phase one approval, we have applied for all of the required agency approvals. On this commercial site, the earthwork that's authorized by the Sussex Conservation District for phase one actually involves the entire site. The earthwork to get the balances, to get the stormwater pond that you see in the center of the site involves a considerable amount of earthwork. And our request here today is for approval to proceed with that earthwork that's been authorized or will soon be authorized by the Sussex Conservation District while the other agency approvals are proceeding. Some years ago, this Planning Commission granted us the same consideration on a project our firm was associated with, known as the Villages of Five Points, where again we had a large site where there was literally months of earthwork preceding any kind of construction, so that that work could be ongoing during the period while the agencies were reviewing and made the final corrections and so forth are being made by the other agencies before a final site plan is granted. So we're here again today to ask for that consideration that on this, again, on this large-scale commercial property, that we would have that authorization to do the work that is authorized by the Sussex Conservation District by their permit, by their agency.
All right, sir. I have a question for the staff. When we did this at the Village of Five Points, was there any problem with it? With anything? Did at some subsequent time, you wish we hadn't done it, or were there any problems associated with that?
I don't think there was a problem with the Village of Five Points. There were some problems with other projects, and the Commission and Council since has not included that provision in any of their approvals. And I don't know when the last one was. A year or two ago. I don't remember how long it's been. It's been a couple of years, I think.
Mr. Wheatley, if I may, the distinction of this project, perhaps in some of the others that have had the same consideration in the past, is this is not a subdivision. So I know some years ago there was some concern that if you were doing earthwork on a project that was going to have subdivision streets, the county engineer's office wouldn't have an opportunity to be doing their normal inspections. In this case, where it is a large commercial site, that's not a factor, as you know. So there is a distinction there in terms of maybe some of the issues the county has experienced in the past.
I think that rule was only applied to one subdivision, and I believe the rest of them, where it was provided, was to residential planned communities. I don't remember if there's any commercial other than what was included in a residential plan community was allowed.
So it is a little unique in that regard, that it is a not only a large site, but the entire site is commercial.
Do we have any opinion from engineering at this point? They commented on it at all or no?
May I ask a question?
Sure.
How far along are you with your agency approvals?
Well, they all track at different rates, as you might know, but The Highway Department approval is we've gotten, received their comments, and we're patching up the plans now to resubmit them. So we think, you know, in a couple of months, we are hopeful that we'll have that finalized. The fire marshal is reviewing his plans and in conjunction with the architecture in the first phase. And that's essentially it. I mean, the primary approval on this, on a commercial site, is the stormwater management approval. So there are no submissions for you know, for streets and things that you would normally have in a subdivision. So
the only thing you're asking for, I'm assuming, is just stormwater related site work. You're not
only work that's authorized by that agency. That there's
not proposing to do the layout for the parking lots and things of that nature.
That's correct.
Just a stormwater management plan.
Yes, sir. Well, again, to be clear, the stormwater management plan authorizes earthwork on the entire, essentially the entire 82-acre site, and we would be inspected by that agency as we would at any time in the process. And only asking to move forward with the work that that agency has permitted us to do.
What is it, a fair statement to say, just to express it another way to make sure everybody understands what's going to happen there if it's approved? What you're going to do is rough grade the whole site in order to get the contours and the ponds necessary for your stormwater to go where it needs to go and so on. But you're not going to be doing finish grading and so on, or?
Well stated. That's precisely what we mean to do.
Very good.
So the rough grading.
It's basically they want, yeah. And I suspect, it's been a while since we've looked at any engineering drawings, but typically on things that big, your dirt's coming from all over the site. You know, you get to move things around to make the water run, and you end up cutting up the whole place to make it work. And I think that's that's the issue there.
That is precisely the issue.
And about how far do you think you are from getting all the agency approvals?
I would hope that everything would be buttoned up, be back to you or back to Shane, actually, since you've approved it as a final for phase one within 6 months.
Just as a matter of curiosity, how are you faring with our friends at DelDOT so far with this?
Well, as you might recall, there's a bypass that's planned as part of their long-range planning that takes a sizable chunk of this property. And since we've been cooperative in that regard, they have reciprocated, and they've been a little quicker on some of their reviews as well. So as good a relationship as you can have with that agency.
Glad to hear it. Yes,
I have
Mr.
a question.
Smith, go ahead.
Has Jessica Watson at the Conservation District given you any feedback on this proposal to start this work early?
She's fine. I mean, again, it's work that her agency will have authorized. So she would, her process and procedure would be totally unchanged by your decision. We would just be following her permit requirements and the requirements of her agency. We would pay the fees, have the inspections, do the work under their watchful eye, the whole nine yards.
I asked that because Ms. Watson, about a month ago, came before the commission, did a PowerPoint presentation, and I came away, and perhaps I'm wrong, with the understanding at that time, she said one of the things that troubled her about the Sussex Conservation District was that they really had no enforcement while they could violate people. There again, correct me please if I'm wrong.
I think the point was that once the project was approved and a CO is issued, that they have no enforcement. During construction, they have a big hammer. They can shut you down whenever they feel like it.
I would agree.
For any violation. So it's not, I don't think her problem was during construction, it was enforcement after the fact.
And she also indicated to us that they were going to be in the process, I think starting this month, of rewriting those stormwater management ordinances. Does that in any way come into play with you starting this work early? And then if something changes, would you have to adhere to any?
We're not going to change their process at all. We're not going to, in fact, we don't have their permit yet. So we're just asking for permission that when that is issued, that we would follow their rules. So if something within their system should change to prevent the issuance of our permit, then yes. But we will be fully permitted by Jessica's agency before any work would start.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
You for clearing
mm-hmm.
that up.
Absolutely.
Anyone
else? Yes, sir.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding that some of the issues that we've had with other projects with Early Start is coordination between subsequent agency revisions to the plan and the revision to the site as approved by a conservation district, so that sometimes say a stormwater management plan was supposed to be here according to the final approvals of other agencies, but what was preliminary approved by the conservation district would be the stormwater management plan would be over here. How do we track that so that other agency approvals that might impact the final grading result in the final grading change that is consistent with the work that's been done in the
That's a great question.
Previous
and
approvals.
I think in this situation, the burden lies completely with the applicant or the developer. I mean, he's undertaking this, asking with your permission, if you grant it, he's undertaking this piece of construction based on the plan was approved by one agency for this rough grading. And if, in the course of that, if something should change and some of his work would have to be redone or replaced, that would be, that would certainly fall to him for making this request. So in this particular case, we have one consulting engineering firm that's managing most of the permits and approvals with exception of the highway approvals. And so there is a coordinated effort, and as I said before, the other approvals or the other documents that have already been submitted are going through that process. So we're not way apart in that regard. Most of the agencies have commented on what they've seen, and so we're getting closer to that point anyway. So they're not the likelihood of that has been diminished somewhat.
And I guess the other kind of more observation is than anything else is, Does this open the door back up to get us back into the preliminary approval of grading before the final approvals and that issue that we've tried to get away from over the last 2 years? Does this get us back in that business? It's more rhetorical than anything else.
And as a relatively newcomer to the commission, my experience has always been that we've always waited until we had all agency approvals. Now, granted, I wasn't here when Five Points, Villages of Five Points was before us, but...
Just for history, on the Village of Five Points, that was prior to me as well, but that was when, as an RPC, I believe that one was.
That's correct.
Yeah, there was this, and the ones that allowed this, that in the ordinance for the RPC, or if it was a subdivision, the subdivision approval, there was a specific condition that said that you couldn't proceed with site work unless you had Sussex Conservation District approval and you posted a bond, 125% bond for the site work. I mean, it was spelled out in there. And then the commission, I guess at staff's recommendation, 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even a little longer, requested that those not be included anymore.
That's exactly right. In this particular case, since this was a site plan, albeit a large one, but it was a site plan, so everything that's illustrated here is allowable under the ordinance, there was never an opportunity to approach you for any kind of conditions or special considerations in that regard. That's why we're approaching it in this fashion here today. So it is, again, it's unique in that it was never a rezoning or a change of zone or conditional use or any special considerations. It is a site plan. And I would also say that our client would have no problem at all if you wanted to mimic that system that was in place, that we would place a bond. You take the approved plan from the Sussex Conservation District, and what used to be done is a construction cost estimate was prepared for that work. A bond was given to the county in the amount of 125% of that, and the other provision was that the developer or applicant show evidence that all of the other agency approvals had been applied for. And then as soon as those other agency approvals were granted, the bond was released and things took on a normal course.
I think the bond was released on final site plan after
once it was recorded.
That's right. Correct. But and to your point, it does have some distinction that it won't this would not be a normal, in the sense of the word, start a train of people coming in asking the same for the same consideration, because it is, in my view at least, it is unique in that regard. But we would certainly entertain the idea of 125% bond, the the same procedure that Mr. Lank is very familiar with, and Shing as well.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning the vineyard site work authorization on Route 9, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
So moving seconded to defer action on the vineyard site work authorization on Route 9 to allow the commission time to consider the testimony presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.